This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour, we are scheduled to be joined by maybe two folks. We'll see what happens. We're having some phone connectivity problems with the two guests, and we're just going to see what's happening. One gentleman is from Washington State, and he has a business called Maximilian Motorsport. He's a young man who contacted me a year or so ago because he was a listener of the radio show. And after talking to him, I decided he would make a good guest. And he's been with us a couple of times so far, and brings a lot of useful energy into the mix. Also, standing by, hopefully, in Nebraska will be Don Jones, the CEO, the head guy at theoldcarguys.com. And he's going to be reporting about a show in the state of Nebraska. It's a big kind of grassroots show with a swap meet, and Don goes there looking for lost vehicles, vehicles in a barn, vehicles in a field. He also goes there to pick up parts and to sell parts. It's not something I think of when I think the state of Nebraska, somehow automobiles, cars, vehicles, don't come to the top of my head. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. Daniel is standing by at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And I want to apologize to our affiliates as my technical glitch is still not quite fixed, but I guarantee you, by next week, we'll be back in higher fidelity than ever. So you can look forward to that, but work with me here on this week's program. There are lots of things happening in the automotive world. As a matter of fact, it's interesting to see how new vehicles are being introduced to the public. There was a time, not that long ago, that automobiles used to make their North American debuts in front of journalists only during media days, and those four shows are Los Angeles, Detroit, New York, and Chicago. But over the years, there's also a bunch of international shows, which you can have a North American debut and a worldwide debut at these shows as well. Frankfurt Motor Show every other year in Germany, Geneva Motor Show every year, the Tokyo Motor Show every other year, the Paris Motor Show every year. And in recent times, some new ones have sprung up because of increased sales, the Shanghai Auto Show. I still don't quite get that economy in China. There, they are a, quote, communist country, but there are people there that are buying very, very expensive automobiles. Rolls Royce, Bentley, Ferrari, Lamborghini. I don't quite know how it's working. I know for the average Chinese citizen, it takes a bit of saving up to buy what would be in U.S. dollars, you know, about $3,000 car. So if somebody's making some big money in China, it's just not you, or it's just not me. Telephone-wise, again, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261 or via the website bob@autoworldradio.com. We'll throw out a trivia question, and I'll let you know that the winner will receive something cool. That's right, something from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy is the owner and a good friend, and for the last few years he's been providing the prizes for the trivia show. So I never know what he's sending out, but it's usually something very good. And I've heard from listeners it can be a wide range of price categories too. So I guess you just got to catch Warren at a good moment in time. But if we get the winner, I will forward the information, and you can look forward to a shiny package on your front step. Let's throw out a question about a vehicle called the Elite back in the 1970s. One of the domestic automakers came out with a vehicle called the Elite. And I want to know which one of these domestic manufacturers did, in fact, come out with an Elite product. It was kind of an in-between vehicle. It was smaller than the most expensive vehicle in the lineup, but larger than the mid-size vehicle in the lineup. And this is back in the days when this particular car company was a full-service car company. They didn't focus on one thing or another. They sold all kinds of cars, family cars, cars of all sizes, configurations, sporty cars. Today, in 2018, they are definitely more of a truck company than anything else. Luckily, their one beloved muscle machine still remains in production. But with the exception of an optional 8-cylinder engine in this particular pickup truck and the standard V8 engine in the muscle car with two letters next to it, you can't get an 8-cylinder Ford anymore. Henry Ford, of course, was one of the pioneers of not only all things automotive, with everything known that we picked up in the early part of the century, but he also was a pioneer in V8. Both Ford and Chevrolet and General Motors in general did an awful lot for V8 technology, especially during the era of the 1950s. Matter of fact, that small block Chevrolet engine, which you'll find in the Corvette and the Camaro and a number of their sport utility and truck products, it's now grown to 6.2 liters, but it shares still some of the pieces, some of the architecture of that original mid-1950s small block Chevrolet V8. And that's fascinating. I believe the Hemi, the 4-liter Hemi from Chrysler, 4-liter is a misnomer. I'm always thinking a number of years back, 6.4-liter engine, which is standard in a number of variations of Chargers and Challengers, as well as, of course, the SRT variants and the big Dodge Demon pushing now more than 800 horsepower. First time a manufacturer has built a passenger vehicle made especially and specifically for those folks who like to take their vehicle to the drag strip. And that's what they've done. And boy, have they done a great job with it. When we come back on the other side, we may be joined from Mack at Maximilian Motorsport. We may be joined by Don Jones, or we may be having more of a conversation between you and I. This is Auto World. Don't go away. And challenge me then and there to attract.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at jcwhitney.com. jcwhitney.com. jcwhitney.com.
We spend an average of 8 hours and 41 minutes a day facing screens. Laptops, smartphones, tablets, even digital refrigerators. But what are we really connected to? Isn't it time you connected to something greater? Sometimes the best way to connect is to disconnect. This moment of escape was created by Hagerty. For people who love cars.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
No answer at Don Jones' mobile number. He is in Nebraska, and he's probably going through a bunch of rusty hubcaps right about now, but we can't find him. We couldn't find him earlier today. He's officially missing in action, and we have sent out a canine crew to try and locate him as well. Daniel's doing his part, And I'm just, I sent him an email. And I know he's got one of those smartphones, or as they would say in Boston, smartphone. Yeah, he does. And he definitely gets his email on that phone. Well, the other gentleman, Max, from Maximilian Motorsports, young man with a lot of ambition, a young man that we all can take some advice from. He's a guy that was very, very successful at a young age and 20s, and he, his business partner ran off with all the money, and he was left to start all over again from scratch. These kind of crazy things happen in the decade that we live in, and you have to be prepared. And luckily, Max has bounced back with this new Maximilian Motorsports that he represents and loves to get on the radio and talk about it. But we'd love to get you on the radio to talk about some cool car things, including electric vehicles. Would you buy an electric vehicle? There's predictions that 25% of vehicles by 2025 will be electrified, and that will be the mainstay of a couple of brands. It's rumored that Lincoln from the Ford Motor Company may become an all-electric brand, or maybe they'll throw in a hybrid as well for those who get nervous about range anxiety. That's what they call it, running out of battery before you get home and having to plug it in. That's why, you know, General Motors and a number of other manufacturers came out with the hybrids. There are literally tons of them now that have a gasoline engine in conjunction with an electric engine or engines. And you can usually go about 60 miles on a full charge, and that's about the commute distance max for most people, 30 miles each way. And they figure if you fall into that category, you could theoretically drive without having to buy even a drop of gasoline. But as a backup, they have a four-cylinder engine, and they've gotten so much better that if you decide to one day do something special and drive 80 or 100 miles, that gasoline engine kicks in and keeps you out of the worry of range anxiety. The other thing that affects both hybrid and electric cars, and this is kind of a dirty little secret that isn't talked about that much, they have come a long way in making what was once a bad situation a lot better. But in the early days, the hybrid vehicles, the battery-operated ones that could go 40 or 50 miles, they were deeply affected by weather. If you live in a very hot climate, that drained the battery. If you live in a snow belt area and had to run a lot of heat, just like running that air conditioning in the sun belt areas, if you had to rely on heat, and of course, being a Boston guy, growing up there, spending 90%, 95% of my life there, you know, you can't be without heat or defroster in the wintertime. Our network is located in just outside of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it gets mighty cold there, and those early hybrid vehicles would have been a real waste of money. But now they've come a long way with that. They're using a different type of battery. Hey, let me remind you about the trivia question, too. This is an easy one. Can't believe that no one out there has the answer to this one. Going back into the decade of the 1970s, there was a car company who made a product called the Elite. Who made the Elite? And it was a domestic manufacturer. So I'm serving this one up to you on a platter at 855-660-4261. And once we get some callers on the line, I'm also going to talk to you about electric vehicles. Would you buy one? Or hybrid vehicles? Would you buy one? Then we'll also talk a little bit about classic cars and new cars. The other interesting thing, at least in my world, that become quite common these days is the automakers using other venues to debut their vehicles. As I said earlier, we have the four big here in North America, and we have four every year overseas, anywhere from they rotate a couple of different ones. One year it's at Paris, the next year it's Frankfurt, Germany. But the stalemates, the ones that are every year, include Geneva and Paris. Tokyo is also, used to be every year. Now they're kind of all over the place every year or every other year. But some have sprung up in China, as I mentioned. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but the Shanghai Motor Show is a big deal. And a number of manufacturers have done world debuts there, including some of the American manufacturers, for vehicles that are sold exclusively in China and also for vehicles that are sold all over the world. So nowadays we're seeing that more and more. Some of my journalist friends have told me that it's the cost of doing a big unveil at one of the major auto shows. The next big auto show is in the city of New York at the Jacob Javits Center, and there will be some absolutely spectacular displays there for the public, and before the public sees it, the press will see it. But not unusual for these spaces within these major auto shows to be multiple millions of dollars just for the space, not for the construction of all the fancy stuff that goes into your space. I remember one year in New York, they built an ice skating rink in the display of Mercedes-Benz to show off their 4MATIC, their all-wheel drive system. But in between, they had figure skaters doing all kinds of dancing. No hockey games broke out, much to my chagrin. I wish they had gone out there and played a little bit of hockey, but they got some pretty girls who could skate decently. They weren't world champions or anything like that. And that was the scenery at the Mercedes-Benz display. I've been to Frankfurt, Germany once, and that's a big battle between the German auto manufacturers as to who can build the fanciest and most expensive one. And when I was there, which was 1999, it is the only time I have ever been out of this country. And the folks at Ben Daimler, Mercedes, Chrysler, and...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jay Leno, you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac, yeah?
Jay Leno's car show on MSNBC. Yeah, and nowadays, the television season, back in the old days, they used to do 30 or 40 shows, and then they would have a hiatus and come back with 30 or 40 more shows for the next season, but nowadays, a season is 13 weeks. So that's how they get away with getting, it used to be 5 years. They had to do 5 years of 30 or 40 shows per year to be considered for syndication. Nowadays, 13 week is a season, and that's why we're seeing, you know, some more relatively new programs. It used to be just the real good shows that got on in syndication, and you could look at All in the Family or something like that, MASH, Cheers. They had to be something extraordinary. But nowadays, if you can hang in there and bat out 5 13-week season, you can get syndicated and be placed on television shows, television stations, I should say, around all of North America and the world. Don't forget about that, the world, too. Hey, got a winner. His name is Philip. Philip is listening in Pennsylvania, and Philip is correct. He was the Ford Elite. It was kind of a baby Ford Thunderbird. It was built off a platform that I believe was shared with the Gran Torino. This was not quite as big, but it was rear-wheel drive, and it was two doors, and it had upper windows, all the things that are completely out of style today. Whatever happened to vinyl roofs? Will you admit it? In 2018, most people won't admit that once in their life they owned a full vinyl roof car or a half vinyl. That was even fancier to have the half vinyl roof. But my parents had plenty of vinyl roofs. They were
They were very much in vogue from just about every single domestic manufacturer. It is something that none of the foreign manufacturers ever got into. Once in a while, you'll see an aftermarket conversion of a foreign car in which they put a vinyl top on, a cabriolet top, say convertible top. But that's something from the past of the Ford Elite. But congratulations, and I'm going to send your info tonight to Warren Tracy, and hopefully he'll be in a good mood when he decides to send out the prizes, and you're going to get something good. There's no question, from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Let's throw out another trivia question. We'll make it another domestic car question. This was a series of vehicles from General Motors. It launched 1981 or so, and it was considered a real big deal. You know, and I can't tell you the names, but back then, of course, they had the Pontiac division and they had the Oldsmobile division, in addition to the Chevrolet division, in addition to the Buick division. There were variants of all different vehicles. If you can give me any one of the four of the X types, I remember it being on the cover of magazines, and I was still a little bit too young to be getting any. I was still in school, so I wasn't an automotive journalist at that point. But I remember a kid at my school. His family had one of those X-type vehicles, and they thought, "Ooh, wow! Front wheel drive." And the sports variant was called the X11. I remember that. A far cry from the Z28s that had been sold not that further back. Far cry from the Pontiac Trans Am 2 was Pontiac's variant of this. But it was considered cutting-edge technology. Telephone-wise, here we go. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And we want to remind you that our guest lines are powered by Hagerty. Do you need classic car insurance? Well, if you do, go to Hagerty.com, or you can go to your local agent. There's nobody better. Simple as that. Hagerty, for people who love cars. And that is so true. For a short while, about a year and a half or so, I did a radio program for Hagerty. It was called Inside Classic Cars. And we grew it from 0 to 60 stations in that year and a half, but it was not a good time in the economy. And they hired a hatchet man to come in and trim anything that wasn't bringing in a lot of money. And when you launch a radio show, it takes a bit of time to launch a syndicated radio show before you make money. And sometimes you make money with a lot of stations, and sometimes you can have a lot of stations and not make any money because sponsorship has been dialed back and spread around so many different things. Won't get started on that one. We'll stick to the cars. What about the electric car quandary here? Because now they're saying by 2025, 25% of the vehicles will be all electric plug-ins, and they're going to get the battery technology better. But when I said this years ago, when they first started, you know, GM had a car in the early 90s called the EV1. It was a two-seater vehicle. A good friend of mine, Gary Witzenberg, who is now a journalist at that time, worked on that project for General Motors. And, you know, it was like something from outer space, in the way it looked and everything else. I believe there's one on display at the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles. But, you know, it was a far cry from the electric vehicles that they're building now, which have got different types of batteries, lithium batteries instead of nickel hydride batteries, and, you know, motors at each wheel. But anyhow, they're expecting 25% of us to be driving all electric cars. So what's going to happen at night? 25% of people at night are going to plug in those cars. Where are we going to get that power? Because, you know, we hear the threats we have to our power grid right now. We hear that we haven't built enough power plants because of pollution. People didn't want coal plants to be built in the decades of the 70s and 80s and 90s and even 2000s. They still don't want them. Nuclear-powered power plants, there were a number. There was the incident at one in Pennsylvania, and, of course, the terrible one over in Russia. So they have dialed back from building the nuclear-powered plants. But guess what, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to need to build power plants, and how these power plants are going to be powered could very well be coal. So we're defeating the purpose of having the electric car with no pollution and no need to buy a drop of gas. The only thing I can say in its favor is these new electric cars, especially the expensive ones, because Tesla's got their new model. They're struggling to turn them out. They're supposed to do 50,000 this year. Let's see if they make the goal. They want to do 500,000 within a few years, and that is laughable. They will never, ever come near that type of numbers. But the Tesla Model S is a good-looking car. They stole a designer away from another car company to do that. They sorted out the chassis with some people. They also stole away from another company. But, you know, they've been in the news because of autonomous driving. They have a semi-autonomous mode. And I don't know. It seems to me at least a half a dozen vehicles have been involved in fatal crashes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two. Get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
At the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, where they give away, this is a independent jury of 50 or so automotive journalists, and they pick. They now have added this third category. They pick the car of the year and the crossover and the truck of the year. And the Lincoln Navigator won. It was the first time for Lincoln. But now the rumors that I hear is Lincoln's going to be an all-electric brand, or maybe they'll stick a couple of hybrids in the lineup as well. Yeah, I get some emails here. People are mad at me because I'm talking so negatively about Tesla. Well, I have nothing against the owner of Tesla. I have nothing against the vehicle. I think it's a very good-looking vehicle. It's won Motor Trend's Car of the Year. It won many other of the Year awards, but most of them are over $100,000. I mean, who can afford that? Very, very few. Count your blessings if you're one of those people. I thought I was going to be one of those people. Hasn't happened for me. Has it happened for you? $100,000 car. And they all, the build quality, I've sat in them, or the interior of the Tesla Model S isn't that great. They need some serious work on the inside. Because if you take that same $100,000 and put it into another brand, Audi, Mercedes, Jaguar, you would be taken care of properly inside, materials-wise. Yeah, they would never, ever make the cut at those car companies. But they got the Model X, too. That's the sport utility vehicle. Only seen one on the road, and they stopped, and they went into a chain restaurant. What is it? I wonder if they have these around the country. Sweet tomatoes. I just like saying it. Sweet tomatoes. And they have them down here in Florida. My friends in California, and I have a lot in California. I've been spent time going back and forth for 10 years for Motor Trend. They have them out there. And it's a buffet restaurant, and it focuses on salads. But ironically, they also have a lot of, it's all you can eat. You know, they have a lot of buttered baked potatoes and other things. So if you think this is the place where all the thin folks go, that's not true, because my comedian friend in Los Angeles, he has another line that I can't share with you to do with sweet tomato. I just like saying it. So that's my chance to say it. And why don't we throw up that trivia question? But once again, these were called the X cars. They were not driven by an X man or lady. They were just called the X car. That was their code name. And every one of the GM divisions had one of these. Chevrolet did. Pontiac did. Oldsmobile did. Buick did. What was one of the things special about it? It was front-wheel drive. It was a larger front-wheel drive than we had ever seen from a domestic manufacturer who were trying to play catch-up at that point. Boy, has the car business changed. And boy, are we living in a golden time. And it's very lucky that we're seeing the products that are out there. The trouble is the price. You've either got to have great credit and the ability to pay off a loan for a number of years, or you got to have some big money stashed away, or you make some money in the stock market and cash it in on a car. Because I don't know how they're selling 17 million cars with the economy the way it is. The economy is better, certainly better than Obama, but I've noticed it on my radio show here. We have many more supporters now that we don't have Obama in office. So on that front, we're in okay shape. On other fronts, that remains to be seen. But the Tesla is just like the gentleman who founded the company, Elon Musk, an eccentric multi-gazillionaire. Could almost say a younger version of the man elected president, Donald Trump, a younger version of him with a little bit more scientific background, but, equally as successful. So he's got the rocket company, which is, he wants people to be able to go take rides to outer space. I guess Ashton Kutcher has already got his ticket. You couldn't pay me to go into outer space. It wouldn't be enough money. And I'm not going to be paying somebody to throw me out in outer space. It's hard enough just to go out in the real world in 2018. I'm not going to be at the mercy of a rocket and a flying spacecraft. That's crazy. He also talks about doing these hypersonic tunnels where trains will go 200 and 300 miles an hour, and you do, Miami to New York City in an hour, or Los Angeles to San Francisco in 25 minutes. Yeah, it's all great ideas, but whether they'll come to fruition, God only knows. The other thing that rubs me the wrong way, and it rubs a number of states the wrong way, is that he uses Apple as his business model. And all those Apple stores, and they're all beautiful, they're all extremely well done. They're all owned by Apple. You can't get a franchise. I want to have my own Apple store. Well, guess what? Tesla, all those dealerships out there are owned by Tesla. And in certain states, that's against the law. Big fight in Michigan over it. And of course, with the car companies, the domestics being based there, and with the foreign manufacturers pretty much all having a presence in there, whether it be engineering or otherwise, they're not making people happy there. They haven't been very kind to the media either. I have never had the opportunity to drive a Tesla. I know they'll give it to somebody who writes a blog about computers, or they'll give it to some rapper who doesn't know even the difference between a good car or a bad car. Doesn't even know how to drive, let alone be treated to testing out one of these vehicles, but that's what they're looking for today. They call them influencers. That's something that we referred to a little bit earlier on. Influencers, and those are people who really like to supposedly show the rest of us peons how we're supposed to be living. We're all supposed to be living in the lap of luxury. We're all supposed to have the fancy houses and the $100,000 cars and the beautiful jewelry and the designer clothing. That's what the influencers. My friend in Boston, Bugsy, this is what he calls them, the beautiful people. It's not for you and I, Bob. It's for the beautiful people. Well, God bless all the beautiful people out there. Start giving your money to some charities and to people who have medical problems, children with medical problems, children with learning disabilities, veterans. That's for where you should be giving the money to, not Elon Musk. That's my opinion. The telephone number for that trivia question is 855-660-4261. And the question is, once again, we're looking for any one of the four X cars. I'm going to start giving you a few. So we'll take two right off the list. So the Chevrolet was called the Citation. Okay. And the Pontiac was called the Phoenix. That leaves you to tell me the Oldsmobile variant and the Buick variant. Whatever happened to the X car? You never see an X car as an antique car. You know, it's up there now, 30, 40 years old. You know, it theoretically could qualify for classic car insurance, just like some of the cars that were laughed at in the 70s, like the Pacer. Believe it or not, there are people, you know, collecting Pacers. Just, of course, there's a huge following of air-cooled Volkswagen. But that's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. Yes, we're missing an action, but we'll make it up. And I thank you so much for joining me.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.